Oh, podcast world. Oh, you lost love. Haven't been here for a while. It's February 2019. Welcome to the nightcap. I am Night Santiago. Real quick, let me get the politics out the way. Follow me on patreon.com/nightsantiago. That's Patreon, patreon.com/nightsantiago. Pretty cool fucking site. Become a patron. You literally subscribe to me, and there's different packages. Like, you can pay $1 a month. There's a $5 a month. There's a the torch up package is the most expensive. It's not expensive, but out of the packages, it's the most expensive. But you get the most perks. So becoming a patron basically means you're supporting me in my career. So I'd expect whatever family and friends hear this, just go on for just for a couple months. You don't got to do a lifetime subscription. I mean, if you did, it'd be cool, especially if you're young. Like, if you're a baby and you did a lifetime subscription, because then you'd be paying me until you fucking die, unless I die first. But, you know, either way, there's perks. You become part of the cartoon-making process. I ask your opinions. You really get influence in my world, into my world, whether it be artwork, the podcast, the cartoons. I'm really trying to create a self-contained little empire with Torch Up here and Torchville. So shout out to everybody. Go to patreon.com/nightsantiago. Subscribe. There's weekly perks, there's monthly perks, there's different packages. Read them shits. Yeah. So patreon.com. And yeah, sign up. Become an influencer with my... Spread the word, too, please. I feel like I constantly got to tell people, share. Please share. Can you share this? Can you put this on your Instagram? Can you put this on... Fuck that. Just share the shit. If you like my shit, just share it. Comments, like it, do something. Come on. Fuck, not everybody's in the fucking... In the industry where you need fans and you need people to pay attention. I am. I went from rap to fucking to art. It's you know, it's a weird transition, but whatever. And I love it. I love making cartoons. I love making concept art pieces and my digital graph and all that shit. And I learned graph from the legends. I'm not a graffiti artist by no fucking means. I mean, I am part of Hell Gang, but I'm not a graffiti artist by no means. I've never been bombing. I've never illegally painted on a wall knowingly. I've never done those things. Do I want to? Of course. Will I? Probably not. I'm a felon. I'm not trying to go back to jail. But I've never done that. But I was raised around legends. Med, TCS, that's my uncle. He's like my dad. He's a fucking good dude. Taught me a lot about art. Sess, incredible artist. Yes, too, another incredible artist. Serve. The list just goes on. Anyway, I apply all of these artistic lessons to my work, and I think it's starting to show. My artwork is getting better. Oh, I also have Prince, not Prince, the singer with the fucking onesie, but Prince. You can buy prints of my work. You can hang it up. You can get a framed one. You can get a canvas. You can get a cutting board with my artwork on it. Go to Society 6. That's Society, the number 6.com/NightSantiago. Fucking support. Shit, what do I have to do? I need some support. Also, check out the Torch Up YouTube channel on the regular, because there are a bunch of dope videos that I post up on a monthly basis They may be cartoons. They may be shorts. They may be process videos. Listen, I have an instructional video on how to make sliders on there. Is it good? No, not really. Was the sliders good? They were that day. But anyway, whatever. Listen, I'm an artist. I'd like to think I'm kind of funny. I make people laugh, and I don't know if it's laughter from pain or because I make them laugh. And I know for a fact one of the people that listens to this podcast, and he's related to me, and his name starts with an I and ends with a Z. His name's Izzy. What's up, Apple? Anyway, I need more people listening to this shit. I need more people listening to this shit. I need more people purchasing prints and purchasing cutting boards and things with my artwork on it. I need my artwork to spread. But what I need to do is stay fucking focused and keep grinding every day. I had a long conversation with Med last night, and he says, yo, we can't sleep. And I say, at this point, I'm a fucking full-time freelance artist. I can't afford to sleep. I already have sleeping problems. I have insomnia. I can't afford to sleep. And Felix, I apologize. I know you called me late and you're like, nigga, I know you don't sleep. I be turning my phone off because I just try to zone out. I apologize. I will call you back real soon. But yeah, so I need fucking support. And I'm not begging for shit, but I'm going to work my ass off. I literally draw all day, unless I'm fucking feeding the kids or spending time with my wife, which is minimal. It's fucking minimal. I don't even see them as much as I'd like to. But unless I'm doing that stuff, I'm sitting in front of my computer. I'm drawing on my Cintiq. I'm building treatments with Med. I'm doing videos. I got a lot of shit that I have to deliver. And it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to get paid and pay the bills. But once you sign up to Patreon, then you've helped my cause. And you've made it that much easier for me to not worry about paying bills. And I can focus on the artwork. And I could do this shit that you guys want me to do. What is that? I don't know. What the fuck do you want me to do? Send me an email. TorchUpNYC@gmail.com. Oh, shout out to my brother, Lou Legend. He's back. He's back in New York. And he is building this fucking Torch Up Battle League, Pass the Torch. He's building it. He's been talking to dudes about putting shit together. He's doing shit. And I'm going to create the logo for it. He's just as much an owner of Torch Up as I am. He's helped build the name to what it is today. And so y'all support him too. Follow him on Instagram, Torch God Lou, I think it is. Anyway, I'm going to have him on the show next week. We're going to politic and talk about this battle rap culture and what he plans to do with the league or the ideas he may have. Good fucking dude. Been a good brother to me. So, yeah, just pay attention to the shit. Yeah, here's a word from our sponsor. What do y'all think about energy drinks? Like, Red Bull and Monster and all this other shit. I act like I know about them. I really don't, though. I don't know what the fuck this shit is. What is taurine? Like, I've looked it up. I don't really know, though. And does it give me energy? Well, yes. That's an absolute. I think that if somebody gave me a drink and didn't tell me it was an energy drink, I still think within an hour I'd be bouncing off the walls. They're like a gift and a curse. I have insomnia, so the gift is that it wakes me up when I'm extremely tired. I don't sleep a lot, so I'm exhausted a lot. And I do like one a day. And I find that the energy drink gives me, there's less of a chance of me getting heartburn. I get heartburn a lot I had pericarditis, which is a heart disorder. And ever since they went in there, ever since I had the surgery, I get bad heartburn all the time. Which I assume is somewhat a residual of that surgery, but... I love coffee. I love like Bustelo and Bilon and the fucking... I love that oil, that fucking tar, that liquid poison. I love it. I can't drink it, though. I can't do it no more, even if it's light. Like, I just can't. You know, I feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I feel hyped and ready to go. A couple hours later, my chest is killing me. But, so a while ago, like when I was a mailman, I would drink a Red Bull. I would drink one Red Bull a day. And I would do that maybe 4 to 7 days a week. I drank a Red Bull every single day. Now, they say that too much of energy drink is not good for you. I say too much of anything is not good for you. So, regardless, you got to monitor yourself. You have to monitor yourself with anything. Too much chocolate is not good. You'll shit yourself. You'll get cavities. Too much love is not good, because then you get blinded, because love is blind and you can't. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, energy drinks versus coffee. Coffee's cheaper, I think, right? $1 for a cup. Some places still 50 cents for a small cup of coffee. $1, let's say $1. Energy drink, unless you're buying Cobra, is $2, $2.50 in some places. I drink Monster most of the time. Is it Cobra? Cobra's the beer or some shit. It's Viper. I think that's what it is. But I do enjoy energy drinks. And I'm saying that because I'm currently driving to the supermarket. I went to bed last night at about 5 in the morning, which I guess was this morning. I woke up about 7, laid on the couch for 2 hours. and now I'm up going to the store and I'm fucking drained. I feel worn out. Am I sleepy? Yeah, I can take a nap. Will I? Probably not. I got a bunch of drawing to do. Check out my Patreon page. Become a fucking patron. The lowest package is literally $1 a month. I'm sure you got a gift card with more money on that. Become a fucking subscriber. It's just $1 a month. You get exclusive shit. Gotta look at the page. Patreon.com. That's patreon.com/NightSantiago. NightSantiago. But, I don't even know how I got here from energy drinks. I'm fucking tired. I just started doing some time-lapse videos to show my process. And I'm putting short versions, like super sped up. Time-lapse is already a sped up thing, but super sped up ones for my Instagram, because I can only put a minute unless it's like the IGTV thing. But I'm doing extended versions, and they will be made exclusive early release for Patreon. So become a subscriber, get them early. Also, there will be cartoons that will be released through Patreon that you can't see anywhere else. It's happening. I already started working on them. But the piece that I'm working on now, I like doing these graph concept art style pieces. The piece that I'm doing now is nasty. It says nasty. And in the background, well, it's reminiscent. Well, not reminiscent. They're in the shit. It's the Nasty Boys from WWF. Or WWE now, just to be, so you don't get confused with World Wildlife Foundation. WWE, the Nasty Boys. I'm doing a piece nasty. I'm gonna be doing a bunch of these. Why? Because I like wrestling, and it seems to get a good amount of attention, which is pretty cool. And they will be available for print as well through society6.com/nightsantiago. I just need support. So, support. Next time. Peace.